Isaiah chapter 21. The burden of the desert of the sea. Like the passing of whirlwinds in the south, it is coming from the desert, from a fearsome country. A harsh vision has been shown to me, the traitor betraying and the plunderer plundering. Go up, Elam, besiege, Media. I have put a stop to all sighing. This is why my waist is in pain. Writhings have seized me, like the writhings of a woman giving birth. I am bent with pain at hearing it. I am terrified at seeing it. My heart is distraught. Something horrible has terrified me. It has made my pleasant night my time of trepidation. Prepare the table. Let the watch keep watch. Eat and drink. Arise, you commanders. Anoint the shield. For this is what the Lord says to me. Go and appoint a watchman who will report what he sees. And he saw a chariot fleet, horsemen in pairs, a chariot fleet with donkeys, a chariot fleet with camels. And he listened attentively, very attentively. And he called out, a lion. O Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower by day, and I am stationed at my guard post every night. And here is what is coming, a manned chariot fleet and horsemen in pairs. And he answered and said, Babylon has fallen, it has fallen. And he has torn all the carved images of its gods down to the ground. O threshed people of mine, and my product of the threshing floor, I have reported to you what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. The burden of Idumea. He is calling out to me from Seir. Watchman, what is there to report from the night? Watchman, what is there to report from the night? The watchman said, The morning is coming, and also the night. If you will inquire, do inquire. Return and come. The burden in Arabia. You will lodge in the forest in Arabia, you Dedanite travelling companies. The inhabitants of the land of Tamar brought water to him who was thirsty. They met the fugitive with food for him. For they flee from swords, from the drawn sword, and from the drawn bow, and from the violence of war. For this is what the Lord said to me. In another year, according to the contractual years of a hired worker, all the glory of Kedar will come to an end, and the number of archers remaining, the warriors from among the sons of Kedar, will become few. For the Lord God of Israel has spoken.